From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Broadway's newest hit is a 55-year-old play. How can you lose with Arthur Miller and a couple of hot Hollywood stars? Liev Schreiber and, in her Broadway debut, Scarlett Johansson star in A View from the Bridge. Jeff London reports.
The play was Arthur Miller's attempt to take Greek tragedy and give it an American twist. A View from the Bridge is set in blue-collar Red Hook, a waterfront neighborhood in Brooklyn. It tells the story of a longshoreman, Eddie Carbone, and his obsession with his teenage niece, Catherine. From the opening moments of the play, there's no question how it's going to end. A character tells the audience that Eddie Carbone is a dead man walking. Liev Schreiber plays Eddie. He says even with this knowledge, the audience is on tenterhooks all evening.
That's sort of Greek tragedy, isn't it? I mean, you know from the outset exactly what's going to happen. The only question is how.
How is director Gregory Mosher's job? He says the challenge is to make every moment in this taut 97-minute drama as specific and revealing as possible.
The actors have to act in such a compelling way that the audience is in the moment. And then if you're really lucky and the actors are really good, they will stop time.
And, Mosher adds, these actors are really good. He worked with Liev Schreiber and Scarlett Johansson, who plays Catherine, to find a natural physicality to their relationship.
Eddie loves Catherine and is free to love Catherine. She's his niece. He has raised her. He has every right in the world to love her, to hold her, to throw his arms around her. And we figured out early that neither of them could be self-conscious about that. And that the audience would start to go, ooh, that might be crossing a line. But you see that in neither of their eyes are they crossing a line. It's pure familial love.
Guess how much we paid for this skirt?
I think it's too short, ain't it?
No, not when I stand up.
Yeah, but you gotta sit down sometimes.
Eddie, it's a style now. I mean, if you see me walking down the street.
Listen, you've been giving me the willies the way you walk down the street, I mean it.
Why?
Now, Catherine, I don't want to be a pest, but I'm telling you, you're walking wavy.
I'm walking wavy?
Now, don't aggravate me, Katie. You're walking wavy. I don't like the looks they give you in the candy store. And with them new high heels on the sidewalk, clack, 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 their heads are turning like windmills.
But those guys look at all the girls. You know that.
You ain't all the girls.
Catherine ain't all the girls to Eddie. And when two illegal Italian immigrants, cousins of Eddie's wife Beatrice, come to stay in their tiny apartment and Catherine falls for one of them, the tragedy is set in motion. Jessica Hecht plays Beatrice.
As we were working in this rehearsal room, what happened was the language of the play and the way in which we interacted as characters and as actors was deeply agitating in a great way. It made us very upset, and it made me feel very uncomfortable. And that is because the actual story of the play was working on us.
Director Gregory Mosher says Beatrice is a pivotal force in the drama.
It's Beatrice who drives the play in a way, because it's Beatrice who knows what's going on. And from the first moments in the play, is trying to warn Eddie and trying to warn Catherine that disaster lies ahead unless they change their behavior.
I told you 50 times already, you can't act the way you act. You still walk around in front of him and you slip.
Well, I forgot.
Well, you can't do it. Or like, you sit on the edge of the bathtub talking to him when he's shaving in his underwear.
When did I do that?
I seen you in there this morning. What?
Oh, I had something I wanted to tell him, and I
know, honey, but if you act like a baby, and he'd be treating you like a baby. Like, when you come home sometimes, you throw yourself at him like when you was 12 years old.
I like to see him, and I'm happy.
Look, so I'm not telling you what to do,
no,
honey.
No, you could tell me, B. Gee, I'm all mixed up. See, he looks so sad now, and it hurts me.
Scarlett Johansson says Catherine's character grows over the course of the play.
She's not innocent. She says in that second act, the beginning of the second act, she says, I know a lot more than people think I know. I'm not a baby. And I think that she is, in a sense, aware of her effect on Eddie. I mean, she's young and she doesn't realize what the consequence of that is.
Eddie gets more and more haunted by the feelings he doesn't dare express. He goes to a lawyer to try and figure out how to keep his niece from marrying her immigrant cousin.
So what do I gotta do now? Tell me what to do.
She actually said she's marrying him.
She told me, yeah. So what do I do?
This is my last word, Eddie. Take it or not, it's your business. Morally, legally, you have no rights. You cannot stop it. She's a free agent.
Did you hear what I told you?
I heard what you told me. I'm telling you what the answer is. No. I'm not only telling you now.
I'm warning you.
The law is nature. The law is... it's only a word for what has a right to happen. When the law is wrong, it's unnatural. But in this case, it is natural. And a river will drown you if you buck it now. Let her go. And bless her.
The tension escalates when Eddie comes home from work early, a little tipsy, and discovers that Catherine has slept with Rodolfo. And in a highly charged scene, he first kisses Catherine on the lips, and then he does the same with Rodolfo. Liev Schreiber.
I can only imagine what it must have been like in 1955. That must have been great. But it's amazing. It still gets a big gasp, which is really fun. It almost throws me to hear the audience gasp like that, but I find it really exciting when they do.
The only way Eddie can prevent the wedding of Catherine to Rodolfo is to break another taboo. He becomes a snitch and calls immigration to get the cousins deported, says director Gregory Mosher.
Eddie hates that he makes that phone call, clearly. I mean, Liev, you can see he's physically ill in front of you before he makes the phone call. But he has no choice. Like any character in a real tragedy, he only has this one choice, and he betrays his family, his friends, and himself in that act.
And from there, the tragedy hurtles to its conclusion. Liev Schreiber says he's astonished by how much Arthur Miller packs into this lean play with outsized emotions.
I just think Miller puts one hook after another into you, both as the actor and as the audience. Every scene has a massive hook in it that just gets you straight in your solar plexus and yanks you into the next scene.
A View from the Bridge is playing at the Court Theater on Broadway until April 4th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is NPR.